I'm here in Lurgan, and I'm talking to Carl Welsh. Carl, you're a long way from Clondalkin paper mills, yes, where you worked all your
that's
working life.
That's for a summer time, yes, yeah, at paper making.
So tell me, what year did you join the mills?
I think it was 45, 46.
And where did you grow up?
In Clondalkin.
In the village?
In the village, and know where the bank is at the moment, the Bank of Ireland. That was our house. And that car park was our garden.
And what did your father do for a living?
He was in the sack factory, bag factory.
In the mills?
In Clondalkin, yeah. He was the foreman in that. He wasn't the manager. He was the foreman. Mr. Dagnall was the manager. He came from England.
Yeah. And your father spent all his life
from the time I was about, 8 or 9.
And what was his first name?
Jack. John.
Yeah. And what about your granddad then? Was he also connected to the mills?
No, but he was from Limerick, and he knew some of the directors when they opened up the mill. He knew J.J. Walsh was one of the directors, and he was a friend of Daddy's father. It was Daddy who left Limerick to come up to Clondalkin, yeah.
And your grandfather then in Limerick,
he was dead at the time.
Yeah. But you had no idea what he was doing or how...
No, I had no idea. I never met him.
Yeah. And never inquired about his life.
I wouldn't have known to inquire about him at that age, you know.
I know, yeah. So, well, that's interesting. So you grew up then
in
Clondalkin with the paper mills as being...
That was the mainstay of the village.
What do you remember about the village in those early days?
There was many houses where there maybe 180, 190 houses around the village, you know. Yeah. That was and the bus came every half hour. He was playing the streets, and the police came then and they'd chase you, and they'd laugh when you see you run away. It was a lovely place. I loved it. I loved the village.
Yeah,
it was a great place, and everybody in it knew one another. You know, and we were just there at where the Bank of Ireland is built now on the corner, and there was a farm in front. And there was a lovely orchard over there. We Nugent's was the name.
Yeah. Did you start to play football then at that early age?
No, I didn't. I only started to play at minor, under four. I preferred the hurling.
Yeah.
Oh, I loved the hurling. So there's no hurling team there, so I had to play football. The Round Towers. Great club.
Were they? And where were they situated, the Round Towers?
Round Towers, they had the Towers Field. The new road, you know, the new road, the houses there, the field was in behind those houses.
Yeah.
On the left, going up the new road.
Yeah.
Towers Field, it was always known as, I think it's built on now.
And was it a good team? Did you get into...
Oh, I went on. We won
major
the...
Major finals?
Yeah, we won the intermediate championship. And I think we won the league once, you know. We went senior for a couple of years. Peter Byrne, and he was the great man for the... He held the team together. And he lived in over in the Ninth Lock. But we were going to play a final sometime, and I thought we filled 5 or 6 double-decker buses leaving the village for the support.
You were great support then.
There was nothing else to do. But everybody knew one another.
Yeah.
You know.
So when you first joined the Clondalkin paper mills, what did you start to do when you went in there first?
First thing, Daddy brought me down. He was in the sack factory, And he brought me down and introduced me to this fellow called Arthur Barrett. I'll never forget his name. And he used to make up the size to put into the paper, the size, it's a liquid, it's a chemical. He used to have to boil it up and get it ready. So he said to me, here, get that brush and sweep the floor. And I learned a lesson that day. And he turned around and he gave me a kick in the backside and he says, when I tell you to do something, you'll do it. And I learned a lesson to do what I'm told that day. Arthur Barrett gave me a good kick in the backside because I said, I wasn't there to sweep floors. I'll never forget that. So I did everything I was told then.
Yeah.
And then I went to, had to go onto the pulper loft, onto the breakers and the beaters. Then I went down to the after cutters and the reeler. And then I went on to learn about the machines.
And who taught you?
The fellas working there. So, you know, you did what you were told. It took me about 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
But Dr. Sherry, who was the chemist there, he was very good. Very good for the young people.
Yeah.
And Mr. Cusack, who was the assistant manager at the time. We were all afraid of him. But he had a little dog. And when you saw the dog coming down the mill, you knew he was on the way, so you were all... I was prepared for him to come. I think he got a dog put down in the end. you know, these things come to mind. You know, little things and were great.
Yeah.
But it was a happy place.
Yeah. You're talking about just the end of the war years. I mean, it was in 1945.
Yeah.
And how's business? Was it a busy place?
Oh, it was indeed. Yeah, you work 7 days a week.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you worked. You didn't, the machines weren't running. You were in cleaning them up and changing them, you know, it was Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a busy. And we had a problem with one shift. There were 11 of the football team on the same shift. Hugh Hurl, he was the our foreman, came down from the north here, the paper.
Oh, did he?
There was paper mill in Larne.
Yeah.
And he came down, and some Scottish fellas came over, and they were the fellas that trained everybody up from the start up, you know?
Yeah.
But,
were they good fellows of training, do you feel? Oh, would you listen to what they were saying?
You had to, because nobody knew whether they were wrong or right. Yeah. But there was a couple of years. There was a good few years working before I joined it, you know.
Yes. And so... All along, you were getting to know the place more.
You were working
in different areas.
Yeah, all different departments.
Yes.
I even did office boy for a couple of weeks.
Did you?
Yeah,
yeah.
I did. Yeah. I used to have to go into town on the bus. I didn't know where I was going.
Into Dublin City.
Into Dublin City, yeah. I had to go into letters.
Yeah.
See, I was the only apprentice, and then... Who else came? Another lad from Crumlin, Drimna. He came. I forget his name. He's around my same age as me, so I don't know what happened to him.
Yeah.
But then it was a good place to work. You know, there's no disharmony. Everybody was helping one another. You had two machines down. One, the Ford Nero was here and the MG was on the left looking up. And if that one was in trouble, you went over and helped them. And if this one was in trouble, they came over to help one another, you know.
Really?
You got stuck in.
Yeah.
And settled down. You sat down, you had your meal, and you, you didn't get any break on the shift work.
Did you not?
No. And so, you sat down at, and had it when you could.
Was it run regimentally? Was it kind of...
Well, the foremen were there. Hugh Hurley, he was from the north. He was one of the first men in it, as far as I know. He lived in one of the mill houses. That's up a little bit up the Nangor Road from the mill.
Yeah.
That's where he lived. And there was another Scottish fella, Alec. I think of his name again, Alec. So. They were, and then there was another Englishman. I couldn't understand a word he was saying.
Yes.
He spoke very quickly. I forget his name altogether. But there were happy days.
Yes.
There were happy days.
And so the majority of the people that worked there actually came from the village.
So locals, yeah. One machine man. The poor devil was half blind. How he did his job, I don't know, but he was a great machine man. He looked after a machine, and he couldn't see. He was up here and he was writing. That's the way he could see. Billy Quinlan, he came from Selbridge every day.
And
he was always first in at 6 o'clock in the morning. Selbridge, he cycled over.
Yeah. Because that was the main mode of transport.
Oh, that's
the bike.
Yeah, you had the bike.
Yeah.
But I just to walk down, you know.
Yes.
Pretty handy.
Yeah. And while you were working there, was your father in there?
He was in the back factory. Yeah.
Factory.
Making the cement bags and that.
Yes. And so it was quite an interesting family that you had both your father and a
brother. He served his time as an electrician there.
Oh, did he? And what was his name?
Joe.
Yeah.
Joe Welsh. He's out in Canada now.
Yeah.
So he travelled the world.
Yeah. And what about your mother? Was she involved?
No, she just minded us. Told us what to do.
And what was her maiden name?
Carol, from Limerick.
Oh, so your father was actually married before he came?
Oh, yeah.
And so the family consisted of yourself and your brother and you?
There were six of us.
Was there? And was there other members of your family in there working?
Well, Mary was in the office for a couple of months after leaving school.
Oh,
my sister,
yes.
The typist. So she went off to Aer Lingus. And myself and Joe were in the mill, and Daddy was in the sack factory.
Yeah.
That was all.
I see.
That was enough to do.
Tell me, in those days, the sack factory was quite, you know, all the different milling that went on in the country with Odlums and... You know, the flour mills, you had the...
They mostly did cement sacks.
Or was it mostly,
big,
yes?
Yeah. Big one, the big, the 100-weight sacks, you know, the big ones. Well, there was quite a number of stitchers there working in the factory, you know. I didn't, and there was a big machine who cut, what's the name of the lad who was on the machine? Coates was his name. Forget his first name. And it was sort of a happy family, you know.
Yeah.
You'd never heard of anybody getting sacked in it.
Yes.
You didn't.
Yes, yes, yes.